live from the List Track Recording Studio. This is Email Marketing Today. Here are your hosts, Ross, Matt, and Brent.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Email Marketing Today, episode 29. I am Brent Schroyer, your host, and with me here today in the studio is Matt Elliott. How are you doing, Matt?
I'm doing wonderful, Brent. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good here myself. End of the week, thank God it's Friday.
And you're still waiting on the news of the arrival of the fourth member of the Brent Schroyer family.
That's right. Any day now. That due date is actually tomorrow for our second little girl, so I'm kind of anxiously awaiting.
It's exciting, and being a father of many children. And just to let you know that double the children is not double the work. It's a lot more than, it's like more like exponential. But it's also double the fun and love and joy. So I'm happy for you.
Well, we're crossing our fingers. Our first one was 2 weeks late. So we're crossing our fingers that due date actually brings her tomorrow. But Matt, last week you were at the WWD Forum, New Roles of Consumer Engagement in New York City last week. So you have some stories from that show.
That's correct. And it is a really neat show. And I was really impressed with the way they put it on and the quality of the speakers. And the interaction was just wonderful. And I just wanted to just kind of jump in right away to share some of the really kind of profound things and just share some of the things that some of the big brands that are, you know, really recognizable as leaders in the interactive space are doing, and just share some of their thoughts that they shared with us, with our audience, and just kind of spur some additional thinking and maybe some more critical ways that we can look at our own marketing programs and how we're engaging our customers and consumers, and particularly and for our audience, obviously through email, but just as a whole, just how are you approaching and communicating with your consumers? And the very first speaker was a really powerful speaker, and that was Brian Kalma from Zappos. He's the director of user experience and web strategy, and of course, Zappos is definitely looked at with a lot of envy and a lot of I don't know what else to say, that they're just really looked at as one of the leaders in the space.
They've really set an example for other new media to follow.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And when he spoke, you could see like all these, like there's some really long-term 100-year-old established brands that were listening and understanding, because they're seeing their market share drift that way. And so, you know, there were a lot of people listening, and he had some really neat takes on the social aspect, the social side of how they're dealing with their brand. And one of the first things that he talked about and reiterated throughout his talk was the fact that every employee of Zappos has a Twitter account. Every employee of Zappos is empowered and trained to speak on behalf of the company via Twitter.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
Absolutely. And you want to talk about a powerful statement right there about building loyalty around your brand from those people that work for it. And at any point, I mean, they're there to watch what's happening and what's being said about their brand. And one of the reasons that is occurring is that he listed some interesting stats, and that was that on average, they get 6,000 phone calls per day into their call center, approximately 400 live chats, but they get over 1 million interactions per day in their social spaces, Twitter and Facebook. And that's just like, obviously, you know, you can't have two people monitoring that amount of information. And they use a lot of tools. Yeah, no. And they do use a lot of tools to help them weed through that. But it's absolutely extremely important for them to do that. And some of the things that they talk about, and, you know, some of their, it's like real cultural there. It's a very cultural thing as to how they view their consumers and themselves as a brand. And the things that they really like to pinpoint are that people like real people, not salespeople. So especially in the social space, they don't want to be sold to.
Right.
They want to be talked to. They want to be heard. And that was one of the most important things was, you know, listen to them. And one of the biggest reasons they're so involved in the social space is that, this is a great quote, customers want to engage when they want to and where they are. So you need to be there where they are at. And if they're on Twitter, if they're on Facebook, if they're in email, you need to know where your consumers are and engage with them at those points. And then he talked about some of the strategies they employed to like do some viral marketing, and they do a thing where they post a photo with no caption, and they have a contest of, you know, give us your caption.
Right.
What would your caption be? And they run a contest and they give like discounts or gift certificates or shoes or whatever to the winners. And
it's a neat contest idea.
And yeah. And some of the things that he said, that why people follow you on Twitter, is the connectedness, the inspiration, the information, and smiles. And, you know, and so that's really kind of their cultural bent on how they approach that space. You know, if we're not making our customer, if we're not connecting with our customer, if we're not inspiring them through the information we're providing them, and if we're not giving them quality information, and most of all, if we're not making them smile at the end of the day with their experience with us, then we're not doing what we need to do. And I just thought it was really neat. And obviously they embrace it by the fact that they actually have, as part of their corporate training, Twitter training, and how to, what's the right thing to say, and what's, you know, what you can and can't say in terms of Twitter posts. The other thing is they employ the Twitter API, so that they have a twitter.zappos.com that you can go to and view all of their online Twitter accounts, and you can follow whoever you want to at Zappos, and they use the API to pull all that information, and they're just doing a lot of cool technological things to make this space work for them. It was, I mean, obviously a very powerful presentation, and really hit the way it came down to was they really use the social media to engage and relate with their clients. But when it came to promotional items, they were still using email as, you know, a primary promotional tool. But they're really on top of everything in terms of finding all the angles to communicate with their consumer base. Another great speaker there was Dennis McInerney from the Estee Lauder companies. And Dennis is actually the president of their online division and in charge of all their online initiatives. And he just had some interesting stats that I wanted to share. And that was 85% of the world's population has purchased online.
85% of the
world. 85% of the world's population has purchased online. And so that obviously raised some questions and some hands.
Yeah.
And it's 85% of the world's population that has online access.
Okay. Yeah. That makes
online.
A lot more sense.
So 85% of those people that actually have internet access have purchased online. And you have to remember, you don't have to have your own internet connection, because a lot of developing countries may not have an internet connection coming into the house, but they have internet hotspots and other
cafes,
places and cafes and whatnot that they can go to. And one of the additional things that he talked about was in terms of getting interest into their brand and finding ways to reach out were how-to videos and user-generated content. And again, getting their end users. So they actually ran some spots where they have end users submitting video of how to apply their makeup, how to best use their product. And they're taking all this stuff in, they're filtering it, and they're letting their own consumers be their marketing.
Consumer-generated video for that. That's good stuff.
And yeah, it's a lot of this stuff isn't like brand new. You know, some of the stuff's been going on for a while, but it's really cool when you see big brands adopting it and really looking at it in those terms.
Yeah, you know, and we've talked about this before, but, you know, video in email, you know, we've always seen some really good click-through rates whenever you're using video in email. And, you know, just using that, not embedding the video in email, but using a image that looks like the play button. It looks like the play button overlaid on top of the video player. So it looks like you can play the video. You click on that and bring it up in a new window. But yeah, I always see some really good results when using video in email.
So Dennis from Estee Lauder reiterated something that we've been discussing back and forth for a while. And I've talked about from some of the other conferences I've come back from, as well as another speaker, Jeff Atkinson, who's the Senior Vice President of CRM and Demand Management at Overstock, talked a lot about reviews and how important the ratings and review systems were to getting people engaged with their brand. And that Estee Lauder quoted that 8 out of 10 consumers consulted online consumer ratings and reviews before purchasing. And this was a quote that they got from Nielsen. And then for Overstock, you know, Jeff was able to reveal some of their findings, and that by and far, ratings and reviews were able to improve product conversion, and that the more reviews they had, the higher the conversion rate was. And this was, I mean, a categorical statistic across the board was the more reviews a product had, the higher its conversion rate was. And so what they're finding is that customers are becoming more and more loyal to the site. And what happens is when you have the ability to put reviews out there, the clients will come back and check on their own reviews to see if they got posted, to see how many people are looking at it, to see what the rating is on their review. And it just generates this like real viral marketing presence where people just keep, you know, they buy a product, they post a review, they come back to see if their review is seen. And in the meantime, you're getting all these additional views of and visits to your site. And
yeah, that'd probably be a good idea to work into your email campaigns. You know, you see a lot of that these days online and on the product pages, but you don't really see too many reviews in your email content. That might be an idea to test out, especially if you went to the length of using dynamic content and show reviews based on kind of the interest there for that person. Some really cool stuff you could probably do, and I really haven't seen too much of that done at this point.
Yeah, that's a great point, because I know we get emails, you know, I get a lot of emails from like the Tiger Directs of the world and Newegg's of the world,
yeah.
and they have extensive reviews on
the site. Yeah.
Why not embed some of those review, or at least the ratings or whatever, and link back to it within the email and really drive that? That's an absolute great point. And another word that kept popping up was video. You know, people like to see, they like to interact. And what they found at Overstock is that videos improve conversion rates, but even better, they also lower their return rates. So what they're able to do is they video every product that comes in. And so by showing somebody where they can actually go out and view a video of the product, either see how it's used, see, you know, all the different angles of it, they know a lot better what they're buying. So they're less likely to be surprised when it shows up and not like it and return it.
Yeah.
And so the video gives them, you know, that added dimension of almost like they're in this, it's almost like the pseudo in-store experience where, you know, you go to a store to try to see something and feel it and hold it and touch it and all that. Well, the videos give you the next best thing to that of 360 views and everything else. And so what they do is they have three different studios. They have a studio, well, they have four different studios. They have a studio at their warehouse. So everything that can come in, they can video there, but they also have studios in the Midwest, East Coast, and West Coast that suppliers that are going to send them product can actually send their product to these video studios and get the product videoed. And I think he quote, this was a quote of his, $50 to have that video shot and be able to include that on their webpage. I mean, so again, another brand out there, you know, another site, another e-tailer that's really getting it right and doing some great things.
And just want to throw another kind of idea out there that came to me while we're talking about this, Matt, but just going beyond even that initial video and having a series of video, definitely something that you could do. I'm going, you know, we've been talking a lot about List Track Conductor, this event triggered system that we have now within List Track, where you can set up your conversation and have an educational series. We actually had a webinar this past week where we talked about the 12 days of Christmas and opting in to the 12 days of Christmas, opting in so that, you know, you don't have the sudden change in frequency and having your consumers, your subscribers actually opt in, could have the same thing there to actually, you know, opt in or based on a trigger on a site, you know, someone hits a page on a site to actually start that series or have an educational series of videos, you know, an email per day or an email per week for a certain length of time. But another option, something else to think about.
Absolutely. And in terms of video, you know, for the longest time, it's been difficult to get video into email. And we're actually partnered with Goodmail, who has a certified video product. And for those, you know, clients, either clients of ours who are already using ListTrack or people who are considering an ESP, if you want to include video as part of your marketing mix through the email channel, we have that partnership. And right now, AOL supports, you know, embedded video. And in the near future, they're getting close to, you know, Goodmail's getting close to finalizing some deals with Yahoo and some of the other major ISPs. So you're going to have a lot more exposure on that side. So if you want more information, we have some really great collateral on that as well to share. So
yeah, and like I said earlier, if you don't want to do the actual embedding, you can just do a flat image, and that has really, really performed well for us in the past. Yep.
And you can always push that over. You can link to that in your email. And what Brent's referring to is, you know, just a quality still from your video with that little play button icon sitting on top of it that looks like a YouTube video piece that you can click through and start the player from there. So absolutely. And then Craig Gillen from Charlotte Russe, they're a more of a kind of a boutique women's clothing and apparel and accessories. But he had a really great take, and it's something we always discuss, but it's nice to hear, you know, other people that get it say it, and that is, having a product is only half the story. Being relevant with your marketing message is the other half. And it's how well can you make your product or service fit into the life of your consumer? And the only way you're going to do that is making your message relevant to them. And so they work really extensively with their e-commerce partner to, you know, to push that information down out of their e-commerce platform, you know, their purchase history and their browsing history and everything else to deliver really relevant emails. And it drives some really high converting traffic for them. And so his quote was, you know, have the product and the experience that the customer is looking for. So really great stuff coming out of that. Really, really great stuff coming out of that conference. And lastly, there is a really neat gentleman, Mark Gobet from Emotional Branding. He's actually the founder and president of a company called Emotional Branding. And it's an agency that helps brands connect with their consumers. And he's worked extensively with, you know, like some really big brands like Coke. You might have heard of those guys, Coca-Cola. but basically, he had written a book like 9 years ago that really foretold of this explosion of social marketing and email and interactivity, and nobody really listened to him. And he's re-updated the book, and it's going to be coming out again soon in February, I believe. And it's The New Paradigm for Connecting Brands to People. And this is like the second edition and updated. And he, again, also had some really neat stats. And in terms of Facebook usage, 55% of Facebook users are female. The largest racial demographic is Hispanics. Very interesting. Hmm. And so what he had was, he came out with the 7 key opportunities that you now have in interactive marketing. And hopefully I can read my notes right when I read these off, because he was going through them and his slides pretty quickly, and he had real heavy, you know, a pretty heavy French accent, but a lot of energy, and what a great, great messages that he was able to share with us. But
so number one,
leverage your internal knowledge. Okay.
Look at your metrics.
That's right.
Look at your reports.
That's right. Number two, give executives new platforms to express themselves. And he immediately pointed to Zappos as, here's a CEO that puts himself out in the Twitter sphere, who puts him out in the social sphere and engages himself as part of the brand. And you can see a lot of the bigger brands and, you know, some of the old school brands
squirming,
a lot. Like, that's the last thing we want to do is put our CEO in front of people. But, you know, you kind of have to now. Yeah. And that's the model. Look at Apple.
Yeah, it's the transparency.
I mean, yep, it's the model now. Number three, start a community, not a pep talk. So don't just do raw.
Don't just preach.
That's right. Don't just preach and talk to. You need to talk with.
Interact with.
That's right. Number four, understand the hidden emotional power of your brand online. And again, that comes back to researching what people are saying about you through blogs, Twitter, Facebook, you know, really understanding everything, that's all the different ways out there that people are engaging and talking about your brand.
Just a side note on that. I love TweetDeck. It's an application, TweetDeck. You can set up columns based on certain keywords that you can search on. So you can keep, you know, if there's certain keywords that are part of your brand and you want to monitor them, it's very easy to set up these columns and kind of see that full view. Check out TweetDeck's a great app for that.
Absolutely. Number five, develop grassroots advocates. And he and another speaker also spoke, and we talked about this before, look at President Obama's campaign and how well he was able to use the internet to develop grassroots advocates. We should be doing the same thing as marketers and brand builders with our own brand to get our loyalists to be those advocates for us. Number six, don't be afraid to open yourselves to criticism. And that's what's been, in a lot of talks with people as to why they're not getting more involved in this space. You hear back, well, they're all going to just, we're going to open up the door for people to complain. Well, guess what, people?
They're complaining.
The channel is out there already.
Yeah.
If they have a problem, they're finding a means to complain and criticize you. Now you need to find a way to pull that back and fix it. I can go back to the Zappos example, and I will hear shortly as to some of their concepts on how to deal with criticism and why you should and how you should. And I can close with that when we come back to that here in a sec. Number seven is you can't delegate likability. And this goes back to number two, giving your executives new platforms. If you're not a likable person and you're involved with your brand, you can't push that down to somebody else to make your brand seem more likable if you're not treating it as such and if you're not putting all the right messages out there. So you can't delegate likability. What a really neat statement and some really great stuff said from Mark. In fact, we're going to talk to Mark and see if we can't get him on a webinar, and because he has a lot more to say. So I had said earlier that, I was going to come back to the Zappos example, and this had stuck in my craw, it really stuck in my mind when I had read the note, when I'd heard it, and I know it is important because I wrote it down because it's a really neat, real simple mantra when dealing with criticism, and that was, if your consumers are saying something negative, do something positive and respond.
Great message.
So absolutely, and there are multiple channels to do that, multiple ways to do that. I know we talked a lot about the social aspect in this conference and rules of engaging consumers, but it still comes back to the fact that, the inbox, the email inbox, is still the beating heart of e-commerce. And that's where your promotional messages are happening, and it's still where people are returning to because it's just a much easier stream of information to sort through and understand and manage. And it's still the primary promotional tool for selling products and services on the internet. And we'll continue to see it that way. But obviously, what we're hoping to do here is just share just additional thoughts and concepts and tips to see, all of our listeners and customers really thrive in this new marketplace.
Definitely. Well, it sounds like you really enjoyed the show there, Matt.
Yeah, it was really fabulous. And If I see anybody at the DMA show, and I'll be at DMA in San Diego here in a couple of weeks, and if I see anybody there, I'll have to tell you the funny story from Procter & Gamble and the Gillette and some of the Gillette campaigns.
We'll save that for an offline.
Yeah, we'll definitely want to save that for discussion. Offline. But if you want to hear it, track me down in a bar or somewhere at the DMA show, and I'll tell you about it. It's pretty funny stuff.
Well, this week we had a great webinar with Gene Jennings. It was entitled "What's Working Now in Email Marketing." Awesome webinar. If you missed it, you can see that webinar on demand out on our website, listtrack.com, and you can check that out. We're also going to be talking to Jean next week on our podcast. She's going to be stopping by and recap the webinar and just see what's going on with Jean. So that'll be a great podcast next week.
Absolutely. Looking forward to that. Jean's one of my favorite people in the space and just has a breadth of knowledge and experience in it. And just, I'm sure she'll have a lot to share with us in addition to what she shared with us in the webinar.
And then coming up on October 21st, we have our next webinar with Jonathan Salem Baskin. It's entitled 10 for 10 Marketing Ideas for the First Post-Brand Decade. So that'll be an interesting one on October 21st from 1 to 2. And you can register for that out on our website as well. We have a lot of great webinars actually coming up here lined up for the rest of the year.
Yeah, absolutely. And we have Avinash from Google coming
in. I'm really looking forward to that.
And of course, we're really pumping and promoting that one. And it's going to be a tremendous webinar. And still working some angles on some other really big names in our industry. And we'll and we'll see what we can do to bring those in, and we'll have some exciting announcements, I'm sure, in the near future. But we did also line up Stephanie Miller from Return Path, and a great authority and speaker of great renown in the email space, and really understands reputation and deliverability and inbox placement, and has going to have a lot to share with our consumers on how to help them reach the inbox and what they can do as, you know, not consumers, I'm sorry, our, you know, email marketers and our customers can reach the inbox through, you know, these five key practices, I believe she's going to talk about. Stephanie will be joining us on Wednesday, November 18th. Thank you. Even though you just told me that date, I still forgot it. You can tell I haven't had enough coffee today. So yes, Stephanie Miller from Return Path will join us on Wednesday, November 18th. Again, if you're interested in improving your inbox placement, it'll be a great webinar to attend. So
yeah, definitely. Yeah, well, stuff. Thanks, Matt, for your report here today. A lot of great information, I think, came out of that show.
Yeah, it was very exciting, and just continually jazzed about our space. You know, I just love what we do in interactive marketing, and anything we can do to make marketers better, and not only helps the companies that we're representing, but also helps the consumer and the people that are going to receive the products and services. So it's all good stuff.
Yeah. And if any of you listening in here would like us to talk about any specific topics here on our show, you want to hear anything from us, have any questions, you can email us at podcast@listtrack.com, or you can get a hold of us at Twitter using the ListTrack tag, and we can talk to you there. So thanks again for joining us, everyone, here today, and we will talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Take care.